The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
In the overall series on this mindfulness of breathing, we're halfway through the 16 steps. But we're kind of taking this week to kind of review or just kind of begin over again in a certain way. And beginning over again is not really starting over completely, but meditation, it's often useful to think we're always beginning over. That often, you know, our lives have ups and downs, we've been active in our life, and we sit down to meditate, and we just drop into the depths of where we were before, but rather it's always kind of a beginning over. And learning how to be a beginner, learning how to engage in it in a way that is harmonious with meditation or supports the enjoyable settling in, is part of this art. And not to be in a hurry, not to be striving, but to be diligent and to be wholehearted and showing up in a way that, this is really good to be here. And in the instructions the Buddha gives, the preparation for the first step is the instruction to establish mindfulness. And this idea of establishing awareness, I like the expression awareness, establishing attention here. I've asked a number of people how they understand this idea of establishing awareness. And many people respond that for them it means to allow for it, to enable it. Awareness or attention is a kind of a capacity that in all our conscious moments is operating. And to establish it is to open up more fully to what's already here and maybe to center oneself in that awareness, to be rooted in here. Some scholars have said that the Pali word for establish could also mean to stand next to or stand close to. It's to really accompany something. And this idea of having awareness established, like it's really rooted here in the present moment. And to do that, a fair amount of what we have to do is to let go. We have to let go of the ways that thinking preoccupy us so much that we don't even know we're aware. We get pulled into its dramas, its stories, its concerns. And there's something about letting go enough of the storylines, the thoughts, the ideas, the preoccupations, so that we're clearly cognizant that I'm here in the present moment. And something as simple as I'm here in this body, I'm here in this place, begins to establish. And so the question is, more fully for you, what does it mean for you to establish yourself here in awareness, in attention? And how to do that establishment that you're finding a place that's wholesome, finding a place that's healthy or helpful or even healing, a way of being really being here in the midst of what's going on. It might be that there's a lot of emotional turmoil or difficulty, physical pain. There might be challenges that go on. There might be challenges around you in the environment. But if it's appropriate to be meditating, what does it mean to establish yourself peacefully? Or another way of saying it, which I like quite a bit for myself, is the idea of sitting and practicing without being in conflict with anything. And what does it mean to sit here without conflict? And so then, we're kind of looking around and seeing, where is there conflict? Where am I caught up in responsibilities or desires or resentments? And what are these? And not to necessarily to make them go away or to let go of them if it's not easy to do so, but what is it like to be sitting in the middle of it, established? And so this image of sitting in the middle and just being present for the experience. I think I've said this recently. My son, when he was, he went into kindergarten, and he was kind of young, for kind of in the younger end of, I forget exactly what he was, but I think he was still four or something, and four and a half maybe. And he went to kindergarten, and the first month or two, he would find a small little kid chair and place it right in the middle of where all the kids were playing in the classroom. And he would just sit there and watch everything that was going on. And it was only after a couple of months that he left his chair and started interacting and playing with the kids. And no one ever felt that he was troubled or upset or afraid. That's what he did. He just sat right there confidently in the middle and just took it all in, and this whole new environment. So he established himself in the room of, you know, probably chaos, kids, kindergarten kids playing and running around. So to establish oneself, to root oneself here, I know some teachers who have emphasized that simply having your 2 feet rooted, you know, firmly on the ground or on the cushion meditating, your butt firmly on the seat, that's, you know, that's really where the heart of it is, really here, established here. I had one teacher who gave this wonderful teaching, and he said that a successful period of meditation, sometimes, because it can be so wild and so maybe agitating or what's going on within as we meditate, that a definition of a successful period of meditation is that we did not leave our seat. And he said, sometimes it's like the rodeo, but you stay in your seat, stay on the saddle. And the reason he called it a success is that we don't give into it, we don't give up because of it. And sometimes just simply hanging in there and staying, it doesn't look like it's a wonderful meditative experience, but it takes we're cultivating a lot of strength, a lot of stability, and the ability to keep our seat, to hold our ground. Here, I'm staying here. And so what's the nature of how we establish awareness? What's the nature of the way that we practice awareness, practice attention? And this took me a long time to understand for myself, because I had a lot of agendas sometimes when I was practicing. Like sometimes I had the agenda to get concentrated, and I was pushing and straining and trying my best and judging myself and comparing myself to the other, when I was meditating in a room with other people, kind of part of me was comparing myself with others. I was, you know, and trying to catch up or be as concentrated as them or be as mindful as them or as still as them or something. And all this swirl of comparative mind, swirl of needing to accomplish something, needing to prove myself. And then there was the attitudes of not liking what I saw in myself and being upset with this and that happened. And the mindfulness then had a sting to it, that it wasn't just being mindful of something, but there was little barbs, like poking at myself or criticizing myself, kind of together with being mindful. And slowly to learn to simplify the awareness, all this extra stuff that we bring along. So much so that some people would say that the whole process of meditation, like the whole process of the 16 steps of Anapanasati, is a process of simplifying awareness so it becomes comes into its pristine purity or its pristine simplicity. Just aware, to see clearly without the seeing having any filters, without the seeing having any obstructions to it. And just to see. And to trust that that's enough is supported with the idea that the actions, how we take care of things, that will come later. First, we're learning this ability to see in this clear, simple way. And that allows us to see better what can be done and what should be said or can be said. There's more wisdom that way. So finally, this is a quest for simple awareness, tranquil awareness, that is committed and established and just stays here with the experience. And maybe it's inspiring for you to remember the little saying that if you want wisdom, the wisdom of how to live in this world, become tranquil. Have your awareness established in its simplicity and learn how to be content with that. That's enough. That in the, for now, it's just enough to sit here and be present. Later can come the action, the response. So, establishing awareness. So, thank you very much, and let's all of us continue with our awareness practice. Thank you.